98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan, good morning. You're going to be chatting about my favourite dog,
yes,
a corgi.
I am, the corgis. It's a bit of a, I'm going to call it a sports day special this morning on Brendan's bit.
It's that time of the year.
Everything
nearly
involves an activity, right? I did not know this was a thing, and you and me need to go next year. Every Easter, Scotland holds a corgi derby.
Sorry, right? This sounds so adorable.
16 corgis took part in this year's race, which was kicked off by none other than Judy Murray.
No way!
Yeah, I know, it's so random. A dog whose training involved chasing seagulls in Edinburgh was the winner on Sunday. 4-year-old Juno. She beat 2023 champ Rodney with a final sprint in the closing stages of the race.
Can you imagine their little bums?
I know, wiggling away.
So cute.
Yeah, third place went to a corgi named Daisy.
Oh, Daisy.
And Juno's owners say chasing seagulls helped her in her preparation, although the chance of a treat at the end, they think, also may have spurred her on to victory.
Yes, that would
right?
help.
This year's race attracted one entrant named Chester Barkington.
Chester! Stop!
From as far afield as Yorkshire.
That's such a cute name for a dog.
It is.
Chester.
Juno's proud owners said she came 9th out of 12 in last year's race, but they think her new training regime paid
really
off.
She really improved.
Yeah, so basically they said they spent the last year just letting her chase whatever she wanted to chase, which was mostly seagulls. But they were clutching some treats, which they think is what really did it now on Sunday.
Of course.
A hotly contested race. Teeth were occasionally bared.
Ooh.
Corgi bums were frantically jiggling. And there was some shouldering for position in the closing sprint. Judy Murray presented the winnings, which included various dog toys and treats. And Judy describes the Corgi Derby as absolute carnage.
What a dream gig.
She said some of them run straight, some go off on a tangent, and some don't start at all.
Brendan, you know what? Now I think we finally know why Judy Murray and Andy Murray said no to the celebrity traitors.
Because she was too busy doing the Corgi Derby.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense.
Doesn't it?
Up next, two villages in England have gone head-to-head in a yearly sporting tradition known as bottle kicking.
Bottle kicking.
And
right.
I think what you think this is, it is not, right? Every Easter, people living in Hallaton and Medburn, the two villages, they compete to kick a wooden barrel across a stream.
Really?
Right? So it's called bottle kicking, but they're actually old wooden barrels which are sealed with wax, right?
Yeah.
So two of the barrels are filled with beer and the third, known as the dummy, is made of solid wood, right?
That would be very heavy.
Very heavy. So basically, the three barrels, they start...
Oh, they all would be, actually.
Yeah, in the middle of a field which is in between the two villages.
Yeah.
And competing teams from each village need to start in the middle, but get the barrels over to their side.
This sounds like a challenge on the traitors as well.
Yeah, it does. It's very traitors-esque, right? Well, not inspired by the traitors, right? I'll explain why in a minute. It's up to each team to hoof the barrels towards their own village. The rules are by any means possible.
Oh.
I have watched the footage, and honestly, if I was out for a walk and I saw this happening, I'd be like, there's a melee of young men here. I'm terrified. Take a listen. Take a listen to this.
Okay, let's try.
No, it does just look like a massive scrap and you can't really see...
They're really into it.
...the sport that's going on. Organisers of the bottle-kicking competition believe the tradition dates back about 2,000 years.
Right, they've kept that tradition alive.
One local MP, who I haven't fact-checked, even suggested bottle-kicking is the game which inspired rugby.
Really?
Mm. The contest only able to begin after a pipe band parade was held first and the ceremonial slicing of a hare pie.
A hare pie?
Yep.
No, thank you.
The village of Hallaton won this year's contest.
And Brendan, do they win anything? A slice of pie?
They win the pie and they win the contents of the barrel.
Okay,
with the liquid in it.
I understand.
There
they win
you
the
go.
Liquid. Okay.
Finally, from dogs and barrels to robots. The first ever half marathon between humans and robots has taken place in Beijing.
Stop.
21 humanoid robots raced alongside thousands of real runners in the 21K course on Saturday. So they weren't mixed in with the real people. There was basically a barrier down the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And so the people ran on one side, the robots
Can
ran on the other.
Can you imagine how raging you'd be if a robot beat you in the marathon?
No chance of it, love. Listen to this.
Oh.
So they looked human-shaped. Some were as short as a small child and the tallest was 5'9". One of the robots had a floppy hat on. It made it look like it was, you know, when E.T. dresses up with the lipstick on?
Yes.
That's what the robot looked like. Can't imagine the hat was too ergonomic, right?
No.
Anyway, safe from robots winning races or taking over the world, they didn't do great. The winning robot crossed the finish line in 2 hours and 40 minutes The winner of the human race did it in 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Oh, I couldn't do that in 2 hours and 40.
Neither could I. Many problems with the robots. The winner's battery had to be changed 3 times during the race.
Yeah.
One robot fell at the starting line and lay on the ground for a few minutes.
It happened to the best of us.
While another crashed into a railing, causing its human operator to fall over as well.
Oh, dear.
They had human trainers with them. Some of them had to physically hold them up during the race. Several of the robots wore running shoes, but one also decided to wear boxing gloves. Unsure why.
How random.
That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Let's go.
A win today?
Let's open pray.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's edition of the chaos that is your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. All you've got to do, if you've never heard this game before, is simply say the same 3 words that either Rebecca says or I say to win yourself these incredible prizes as read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Your toddler's Easter eggs all gone and now you need something for them to do?
How about this gorgeous child's rocking horse?
And while they're rocking, you'll be flying with your very own Matchy Matchy flying lesson.
Then come back to Earth and cook a delicious meal on your gas-powered barbecue.
Then, do you know what time it is?
Yes, it's you time with a hydrofacial therapy.
Rock, fly, eat and look amazing with Matchy Matchy.
No, I'm obsessed. What a combination of prizes.
It is the game that gives it all.
And AI, Rebecca and Brendan, they really do keep it fresh every day, don't they?
They really do.
Good morning to Pamela and Coolock, who's playing Matchy Matchy. How are you, Pamela?
I'm great, thanks. Hi to AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
I know. Good morning to AI. Pamela, thank you for that. You're the first player ever to say hi to AI, Rebecca and Brendan. I'm sure they appreciate it. Pamela, do you listen most mornings to Matchy Matchy?
We listen every morning, yeah, every morning. Me and my grandson.
And how do you do, Pamela?
We do good, yeah. He gets 3 sometimes. He always kind of gets 2. But we match a lot with the actual listeners.
Okay, right.
Kind of under your wavelength,
you know? Yeah, gotcha. Unfortunately, yeah. Not the aim of the game, Pamela.
I know.
You're stuck with us.
What's your grandson's name?
His name is Tommy.
Tommy. And he calls over every morning to play Matchy Matchy.
He loves it, yeah. He absolutely, he's outside now, he's jumping around. He's actually should be having an eye on because he's on school holidays, but he's up.
He's up.
Up and ready. Well, fingers crossed we can get a match this morning, Pamela. Who would you like to play with?
Tommy wants to play with Rebecca.
Oh, I'm going to the booth.
Off to the soundproof booth.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Right. Now. Pamela, are you getting Tommy inside now for a helping hand? Great stuff. Okay. Pamela and Tommy in Coolock. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Rebecca this morning is double.
Trouble.
Double trouble.
Me?
Your second word is dart.
What?
Dart, D-A-R-T.
Oh, Dart, sorry. Dart Station?
Dart Station. And your third word is Euro.
Millions.
Okay, I said double, you said trouble. I said Dart, you said Station. I said Euro, you said millions. Pamela and Tommy and Coolock, are we locking those in?
Can we change Dart to Dartboard?
Dartboard.
That's for Tommy.
Yep. Good man, Tommy. Right, we're locking him in?
We're locking him in.
Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Ben and bump.
I'm back.
How was the soundproof booth this
really
morning?
Really nice. Yeah. Very, very tranquil this morning.
Lovely. That's what you need now after a long weekend.
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Pamela in Coolock this morning is double.
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 That's a bit difficult. I'm going to say double trouble.
Your second word is dart.
Dart Station.
And your third word is Euro.
Euro. Oh. Euro Giant. I feel like this is terrible.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Pamela in Coolock this morning?
So close, though. Really?
No matter.
You were so close. You almost got two out of three, but Pamela and Tommy did a bit of a change. So you both said Double Trouble.
Yeah.
You both did say Dart Station, but then Tommy changed station to Dart Board.
Oh, yeah, that'd be very close.
And after Euro, the guy said Euro Millions.
Euro Millions.
It was close enough, guys.
He said change to Euro Giant.
Stop!
Yeah.
Myself and Tommy should be pals.
There you go.
Listen.
Pamela and Tommy, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for playing.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.